For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. Those of us who have to work during the week are getting the shaft this spring. Just about every weekend has had horrible weather, while the weekdays have been gorgeous. Depending on where in Wyoming you live, you're probably catching the same lousy weather we're having down here in the southeast corner. On the other hand, the weekdays have been staggeringly beautiful. A couple of weeks ago, we had incredible weather for most of the work week. Up until Friday of that week, during my short trips outside to run to lunch or go from one building to another, I wished I'd been fishing. It was perfect fishing weather. Not too hot, no wind, and sunny blue skies. Then that Friday, the rain started. Lots of rain. There were spans of several hours during the week when the rain quit and the clouds parted and it was beautiful again. There was quite a bit of mud, but that wouldn't stop a guy in chest waders, provided those periods of good weather had fallen on the weekend rather than during the week. But last Friday, I was getting pretty sick of the rain. I think everyone was. In fact, as I passed the pond on the campus of the college where I work, I could have sworn I heard a duck saying, "For crying out loud, enough rain already." I probably shouldn't have complained about the rain, though, because on Saturday, that rain was joined by gale-force winds, and then the rain turned to snow, just in time for the weekend. Even if the skies had cleared and the wind had stopped on Sunday, there's no way I could have made it to my favorite fishing spot. I was stuck at home behind a mile of heavily drifted and mud-choked driveway. I'd have needed a snowcat to get out to the road. It's looking like a beautiful week again this week, too, but don't break out the fly rod just yet. This weekend's supposed to be rainy and windy again. Yay, spring. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.